You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some now. On today's episode, we have a Defeat Your Drama Day. I heard from Dave from Delaware who shared his drama challenge, so I'm going to be providing him with some customized solutions. If you'd like some customized solutions for your drama challenge, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find the Submit Your Question button at the top. From there, you can record or shoot me a message, and I will respond on a future episode. So let's see what Dave said. He wrote in to say, "Two of my employees do not like each other. I think it started with a dating situation gone awry." I know that happens often in our businesses. "They refuse to work in the same vicinity. They won't communicate directly with each other. I keep doing more and more to keep the peace, but nothing works. They complain about each other to me constantly. They don't want to help each other. It seems like the entire team is constantly focused on keeping the two of them apart. Talk about drama. Please tell me what I can do." Well, Dave, I am so sorry to hear about your struggles. I don't know if it's any consolation, but it's not a unique situation. That probably doesn't help, but I have seen this one a lot. So let's get to some of your customized solutions. As always, in these Defeat Your Drama segments, I'll provide solutions based on the information provided. I'll obviously not have full details, so I'll provide customized strategies based on what you share. Always consider your own specific circumstance before taking any action. These are just suggestions, not guarantees. All right, so my number one strategy that I'm going to recommend is realize that you are creating the problem. Sorry, Dave, you might not want to hear that, but you have helped to create the situation that you're in. I'm not suggesting you had something to do with the dating snap that caused the rift initially, but your reaction to the situation has invited the chaos into your business. So the good news is that means that you can be part of the solution. So humans don't make change without some motivation as a catalyst. There's got to be some sort of pain or consequence to motivate them to work through their differences. So far, you've accommodated these two employees and their desire to continue the feud. So both you and I'm assuming the rest of the team are creating all the workarounds to support its continuation. So you're bearing the brunt. There's really no consequence to the two of them. They just keep their feud going and they've never had to talk to each other or work things out. So the situation's working for them. They get to stay away from each other while the rest of the team does everything to help them avoid each other. So, you know, under the circumstance, why would they work through their differences? I'm going to assume that since you took the time to write to me, that this is not working for you or the rest of the team. So you have motivation to change, right? So the first one is acknowledge that one, you've helped participate in creating the situation in your business. But two, that means you're empowered to make a change. So the number two solution that I'm going to recommend is stop accommodating them and create a new expectation. So you're going to hit a reset button on everything that you've been doing to accommodate them. So as soon as possible, you need to call a meeting either with both of them together or each individually, depending on how negative they are towards each other. I recommend pulling both of them together if you can in any way, shape, or form. That's the one I recommend. But as quickly as possible, get that meeting. Put them on notice that they need to start getting along and working together. Tell them that you're no longer coordinating the work schedule to accommodate them. They may, in fact, have shifts where they are working right next to each other. Share with them the burden it's been to the business and the rest of the team. So they've been, you know, just looking at themselves and thinking, well, it's no big deal. Everyone's taking care of the situation, right? So share with them what it's been like. You've accommodated them as long as you can, and you've given them the opportunity to put the issues behind them, and they haven't. So let them know that your hope is for both of them to continue working there. You let them know you're an important part of the team. I'm not trying to get anyone out of here at all. You both bring value, but it's time for some new circumstances and some decisions. So then share with them the expectation, which is they don't have to like each other, but they have to respect each other and get along at work. Their disagreements can't impact their work. Period. End of story. If either of them is not willing to do this, then they have to resign. They've got to leave. If they agree to it but don't follow through and you continue to have issues and, you know, if they're having feuds at work, you know, then you need to walk them through your discipline process and out the door. Hopefully that won't happen, but it might. So you might think that I'm being harsh right now, but I want to remind you, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've helped so many business owners and leaders go through this same exact process. And every time they're thinking, I don't want to be mean or I don't want either one of them to leave. And I can tell you that most often what I've seen happen is the two individuals are able to put their differences aside to keep their jobs. You're basically changing the circumstances. They're making an informed decision where, ooh, there is going to be a negative consequence if I don't put this feud aside. They've never had a negative consequence before. So there's never been pain associated with them putting their differences aside. It's been accommodated. So you might get a whole different decision on each of their parts if their job is at stake. So when we lead from a place of fear, which, you know, you may be, you might, like I said, you might be afraid that they're going to think you're mean or that one of them or both of them leave and you really don't want that. You know, it's not about you being mean, you know, or you might not want to lose them. We tend to put up with more than we should when our fear of that kind of stuff happening is bigger than it needs to be. You end up doing all the accommodating. When in reality, given the choice to modify behavior or lose a job, most employees will choose to modify the behavior. So you just haven't made it a requirement yet, so they've had no need to make the choice. So this is their first opportunity to really make the right choice. You're now giving them new decisions to make based on new circumstances. So there's no guarantees. But they, you know, they might not be able to put the differences aside, but they might. And either way, your business wins. You know, this is going to the mat for your business. I mean, doesn't your business deserve to win over this petty feud? Why are you giving fuel to that? Instead, give the energy and focus to your customers, your employees, your business. And truly, what is the worst that might happen? Are these employees so irreplaceable? Again, they're probably going to put their differences aside, but I think it's always a good practice to, when we have a fear, really look at it and say, because sometimes we end up with just this generic fear. But when we really stop and look and ask that question, what's the worst that would really happen? Our fear doesn't need to be as big as we're making it. So if they don't change their ways, you still win, because either way, you're done with this super silly situation. Now, that said, they may not have the tools to work through their situations without some assistance. So the step three involves you providing them with some support. So my step three solution is help them communicate with each other. You don't say how long the conflict's been going on or whether the dating relationship that sparked the issue continues, so it's unclear how wide the rift is or how entrenched it is. You know, has it been going on for 15 years and it's like the Hatfield and McCoys, or is this something that's been going on for, you know, a couple months and maybe it's going to run its course anyway? But regardless, it's quite possible that they'll need some assistance working through just some initial conversations. You know, they're going to be uncomfortable. So I recommend that you bring them together and do some facilitated conversations. The goal should be to talk through basic work issues, and minimally they need someone to help them have a respectful conversation. So help them speak and listen well. So have them make commitments to each other about how they'll conduct themselves at work. So what will they do if there is an issue about work, and how will they talk to each other, and can they make a commitment to show respect and focus just on the work and how they're performing at work and put the other stuff aside? And if they do have an issue, like maybe the dating relationship has continued, you know, they'll make a commitment to each other to talk about it outside of work and not bring it into work. Those kinds of things. So it'll be good for you to reinforce the fact that success on the job and continued employment requires that they place their focus on doing their jobs well and working harmoniously together where required. So if the thought of facilitating this kind of conversation seems daunting to you, you might want to enlist the help of someone skilled in the area. So maybe you have someone else on your team. If you're a larger organization, maybe someone in your human resource department could do that, or an office manager. You know, or you might need to hire someone outside who, you know, is experienced with helping people with difficult situations. Again, I don't know how, you know, big the rift is in this relationship and if other employees are involved in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, it is an option to maybe bring in someone with that expertise. So the last solution is, once you've done the above, So you've given them, you know, you've realized that you've helped create the situation, you give them the new expectation, and then you help them with some tools for them coming together and having those first awkward conversations with your help and, you know, and your guidance, and walking them through specifically how, you know, how they'll commit to work together and how they'll commit to not bring the outside stuff to work and those kinds of things. Then you're going to give them the freedom to choose. Once you've clearly defined those expectations and given them the tools, you have to let go and just hope that they'll make the right choice. You don't get to dictate if they do the right thing going forward. You also shouldn't feel guilty if they don't do the right thing going forward. You've given them the opportunity to do the right thing. You've given them the tools. You've given clear expectations and you've outlined what the consequences are. Now release and allow them to freely choose. And my hope is that they'll choose well. And like I said, in more often than not, that's what happens. If a job is at stake, an employee is able to put away, you know, put aside those petty disagreements and no longer bring them into work. Might not be perfect right away. You might have to smooth out some edges. But, you know, if you can give them those tools and help them talk through some things, hopefully that drama should be defeated in no time. So there you have it. I hope this helps you, Dave from Delaware. You know, let me know how it goes. Shoot me a quick email at info@defeatthedrama.com. I love to hear the success stories. It's really what lights me up. So, and you know, and if you're hearing this podcast for the first time, I encourage you, if you found value here, to go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, find the podcast site. From there, you can subscribe. You can submit a review to iTunes, which will help other people find the podcast as well. Or you can also support the mission by getting word out to other people. Share it through your social media, and you can do that from the website as well. Also, remember, if you want me to help you defeat your drama, find that submit your question section. Either record it or shoot me a message to share your current drama challenge, and I'll provide you with some customized solutions. So drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat it now. Thanks for joining me on this mission.